Welcome to Pixar Planet's Mater in the Ghostlight Commentary. My name is Hannah, also known as Hannimation on the forums.
I am Emily, also known as Lightning and Doc.
And I am Lauren, also known as the Wise Cookie Sheet.
To synchronize this commentary with your DVD, pause the video when Luxo Jr. in the Pixar logo lifts his head and is looking at you, and when I say play, click play. 3, 2, 1, play.
I guess to start, this is a short that was based off of the Disney Pixar movie Cars, and it was shown on the DVD for the first time.
I was doing some reading today. I found out that it possibly was inspired by the mysterious spook light that occurs in the Kansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri region near Route 66. And this mysteriously light has apparently been appearing for over 140 years now, and no one knows where it comes from.
I think I'd heard about that somewhere.
Yeah, same.
Like, on YouTube.
Yeah. I really like how this, the story that he tells kind of sets up the rest of the short.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like gathering around the campfire for a scary story.
I know how that feels.
I'm still impressed by how they can get so much emotion out of the cars.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing.
I also read earlier today that the little lightning bug is intended to be Flick from A Bug's Life.
Huh. I had no clue. I love how they high-five like that.
Yeah.
No, just don't say that.
I really like the music that accompanies it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, they leave Mater to be all by himself.
That's just me.
The original co-director for this film was Joe Ramft, but then when he died in that car accident, he was replaced by Dan Scalon, and then the film was dedicated into Joe Ramft's memory.
Hmm.
I think it's really funny how he was afraid of a light, and then this huge machine comes up behind him, and he doesn't flinch.
I know, I was gonna say that.